The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 6, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 Radio, and also available on popular podcast platforms 3 days after the show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of Nature's Pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones, founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And normally joining me is the guru of the common man, Clint Powell, but he is somewhere else to be found. I think he got a new jet plane, and like I figured he got something to travel the world on. He may be on a cruise, or he may be in his Eastridge home just sniffling. Who knows? But he will be back next week. But today, love it, we have Sean Whitfield. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And our every other clinical pharmacist, Dr. Kurt Deering, he stepped in to help his buddy Ed. Welcome, Kurt.
Thank you so much. Glad to do it.
Yep. It's fun. There was a few times over the 7 years I thought, yeah, it's a little bit of a headache, but I don't think that anymore. But, you know, Sean, back when I thought that, it was the Saturday schedule that was getting me because I had to give up those Saturday mornings. And I work most Saturdays, but I always have 4 hours on Saturday to myself. And back in the day, we couldn't help it because Dr. Green couldn't come in any other time.
Yeah.
But tell real quickly, when are we able to go on this video platform that you have now put together over here?
Hopefully soon. We are still trying to fine tune all the pieces of the puzzle. We've kind of had to do some trial and error with some of the equipment. Our number one goal in putting the video component together with some of the various shows in Whitfield Media Group is to have a video studio or part of our audio studio that is as automated as possible.
Okay.
Because typically, if you talk to anybody that is a professional in video, and I know you have some on staff, Ed, for about every hour of video, you've got somebody that's going to spend 1 to 2 hours in editing.
Exactly.
And our goal is to be able to create a product that for every hour of video we have, you have about 15 minutes in editing.
Ooh, nice.
So that's one of the reasons why we've been trying to make sure we get it right. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing some trial runs, and we're close, we feel like, especially when I wasn't able to find anybody that I knew here locally that could just walk in and go, okay, Sean, here's everything you need, and we'll install it for you, and it's turnkey, and you walk away, and you're ready to go. We've kind of, you know, done it the old-fashioned way of trying to build it and create it ourselves. And so it's taken a little bit longer. Plus with Whitfield Media Group, I'm a one man band. Mm-hmm. So being able to have the time to do all my other things that I have responsibility of and some real estate stuff I'm a part of, here we are. So we're getting
good,
close.
Good, good.
To answer your question.
Well, of course, radio will still be radio, but then on the podcast platforms, we'll have the ability for Ed Jones and Clint to show bicep shots and other physical attributes that we both have and don't have.
I'm wondering if that's going to be an asset to the show or not.
Yeah, no, it's an asset, Sean. Of course it is. Yes.
You mentioned Clint a moment ago. You know, he had a successful pot-a-thon, went on for 24 hours, as you know, and Clint doesn't like to be confined in a room with many people at one time. And I think, of course, that across that day, It was about 40 to 50 people that was in and out of this studio.
Whoa.
So I wondered after the event if that mic could cause him a problem. I don't know if that has anything to do with his illness right now, but...
Well, any time that you go 24 hours and you're not 15 years old, you're going to take a week or two to probably recover from that. Yeah. And it's going to weaken things. So it just is what it is. But he will be back soon, and it'll be next week. And so I know Dr. Dehring was talking about a really cool theory, which I totally believe in. He was speaking about the fact that he went through a lot of years of not ever being sick when he was more satisfied kind of at yes. work. When he got less satisfied, he had more sickness. Now that he's with a place like Nutrition World where you look forward to coming to work and you really are connected heart-wise, you're doing quite well, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. I think the stress, the cortisol levels, all that mm-hmm. stuff starts to beat you down, your immune system. And mm-hmm. I think the more positive life is, the more positive you are and the less stress-free it is. Not completely stress-free, but mm-hmm. the less stress-free, I think it just keeps your immune system boosted. 25 years... Yeah. Of course, I was 25 years at Erlanger, never missed a day of work.
Really?
Now, when I was with the health department, I missed, I was sick a lot more than I ever was at Erlanger, but I never missed a day of work, except for when they made me leave for I was tested positive for COVID, so they uh-huh. said, you gotta go home.
Did they try to make you take a vaccine?
We
don't want to talk about that.
No comment.
Okay.
No comment.
All right. All right.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you miss those days of being in the so-called healthcare system?
Well, at Nutrition World, everybody that comes in there, to me, everybody calls them clients and customers. Every time I talk about somebody, I'll accidentally say, hey, this customer over here, mm-hmm. they're all patients to me.
That's right.
They're all people that I'm trying to help, yeah. help get better, help on their health journey. And trust me, I do more in 30 minutes to an hour at Nutrition World than I did in 3 years.
Oh, I love that.
The health department. And when I worked at Erlanger, it's a patient coming to see you every 30 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of that was routine stuff. So... it's something new every 15 minutes in Nutrition World. I know Ed misses that a lot.
I do, because I'm running the back room part of the store so much.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know how you don't. And, of course, then again, I'm new at this, so it's all fresh to me, and I couldn't love it anymore. And but I imagine after 40-something years, nonstop talking to people coming in looking for help.
It's still what I look the most forward to. It really is. Now, you know, one out of every 10 people are, you know, can be a little bit long-winded or a little irritating, but that is my blood is to come out there and speak and look at someone in the eye and know that they need something. They need hope. They need information. And I don't have cures. I can empower them with what I've learned, as you do. And, you know, the word doctor, I know I had read, I don't know if it's true or not, that one of the definitions is teacher. Well, if you know, that's what we are, really. We're kind of teachers. And with 37 staff members, we have different teachers that can teach different things. Like Amber teaches gut health. And, you know, we have your specialists and stuff. So I'm pretty thrilled. Let me talk. I always talk a little bit about food in the first segment real quick. I eat at a new place. Learning RX, which I've spoke about a lot, we've really helped them to promote their ability to help not only children, but adults to reprogram their learning. And I'm saying that to say I love that place. If you have kids with any issues of learning disabilities or even adults, see, as a person who's 90 years old who had a stroke, who's now relearning to read, doing very well, but they are over there by the mall. They're over there by Malone's at Hamilton Place. But I went over there the other day on a Sunday to eat. We were actually going to eat at Jim and Nick's, which I found one thing over there that I feel is healthy, and that is, but I'm not going to talk about that. But so I didn't want it. I pulled up, and I saw this place in the right-hand corner. If you walk out of Learning RX right down the sidewalk, it's called Santis American Grill, S-A-N-T-I-S. It is a straight Mexican restaurant. Absolutely phenomenal. It's hidden in a corner. I had never seen it before. It was Sunday, 11 o'clock. Loved eating at Santis, S-A-N-T-I-S, if you want to look it up, because I do love my Mexican food every so often. Do you both like Mexican food?
I do, and I have heard about the restaurant you're speaking of, and I've also heard those same reviews.
What wonderful.
I haven't been there yet.
But a little different than most, just the I don't know, just the sweetest little waitresses. And they all seem to do very well at English, but they are Latino.
Have you ever eaten at Papacitas in Atlanta?
No, I have not.
At the Windy Hill exit.
Okay.
Have you?
I think I have.
It's right next to Papa Do's. There's Papacitas and Papa Do's. It's at the Windy Hill exit.
I have.
Is it Mexican?
It's Mexican. And to me, it's the best Mexican food and restaurant on the planet.
Yeah. Wow.
I've never found any place that even compared to it.
It hasn't been around forever, though.
It's been around there for a while. It's a group out of Texas, and the one, they call it Marietta area, is the only one in the southeast that I'm aware of.
Here's what I ate, so that people, if they wonder what I'm eating. Well, I do try to eat high protein, healthy fat, low carb, okay? So I go in, not really a lot to choose from, but there always is taco salad. So I got their taco salad with hamburger meat, not chicken. Really despise chicken. The E. coli is running rampant in all chickens, and they're fed so many antibiotics. So I get this. So where's the healthy fat? Well, I bring my olive oil in out of the car, and I get guacamole. So between guacamole and healthy olive oil that I covered the salad in, I'm getting all my protein, I'm getting low carb, and I'm getting all my healthy fat. So it was the perfect macros.
When you go to a Mexican restaurant and you get the beef, hamburger meat, do you ever look at it and wonder, okay, what's in this?
No, I don't.
I make that real simple. I don't eat meat. I ate at Malone's the other night, and I did get the grass-fed beef. But otherwise, I don't eat meat anywhere but my house. That's 100%. Okay. That I buy it.
Yeah.
That I buy at the Nutrition World. I buy the local 100% grass-fed beef. I don't eat meat out anywhere. So I wouldn't know. And then you talk about Mexican restaurants. I love Amigos is good. I like their fish tacos there. They got this sauce, this Chipotle.
I'm getting
soft.
So hungry talking to you guys.
It's wonderful. But, I'm getting to where I almost don't eat out anymore. Eating at home is, and of course, I know Ed does not eat at home, but I eat at home. To me, it's a win-win-win. It's a win in that I'm spending less money. It's a win in that it's healthier. And it's a win that it actually tastes better.
All right. Here's my win-win-win. I don't have to do one single thing. I get waited on like a king. That's drink. When I go to Acropolis, one of my employees, Taylor's husband, works at Acropolis. So I pop out every Monday. I say, Taylor, let your husband know I'm coming. I come in. The drink is already on my table.
There you go.
So it's waiting on me. No dirty dishes. And I can get my food in 8 minutes. So I'm win, 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 win. Four wins. You only had three. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this green drink that I gave up due to worries on oxalates that I'm now reintroduced into my world with an expert, Ted. All right. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, not really. Clint's, I wonder if Clint will listen to this, Sean.
Sure he will.
I don't know.
He's so busy with all his podcasts. Probably not. But okay, if he does. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You. Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being as we've done each week now for 7 years. And hopefully Clint will be out from under the weather. He may be flying on his jet plane somewhere with some pretty lady. I don't know that, but we will be looking for him next week. You know, I had this conversation with this gentleman that I have met years ago from one of our most stellar companies. And the reason that I really was excited to speak to him, and he's here today on Vital Health Radio, was the fact that everyone who listens to Vital Health and all of their other platforms at Nutrition World, the Instagrams, Facebook, and YouTubes, you know, you actually 2 years ago, next week, I had double hip replacement. And the reason I feel like I had to have that was because of oxalates, which are compounds found in many healthy foods from spinach, chocolate, vitamin C, excessive amounts, all the nuts. Most of those things cause oxalates to form in your body. What are oxalates? They're really like crystals and pieces of glass. And some people do perfectly fine with them and some concentrate them. Well, what happened after I had decided that I really felt oxalates had destroyed my hips is I cut out all my oxalate foods. But along with that, I cut out my green drink. And I said this on Vital Health to Clint because Clint loves his green drink. And I felt like I actually almost got a divorce. That was what it felt like because I have been loyal to this beautiful green can for years and years. And it was sad that I could not do it. Well, a gentleman today, we have Ted Parker from Vibrant Health. Welcome to Vital Health, Ted.
Thanks for having me, Ed.
Yes. And this man is the owner of the company that made Green Vibrance, which is the one I have spoke about for well past a decade. And what would happen was he came with his beautiful wife to visit Katie and I about 2 months ago. And I kind of started out with, yeah, I can't really drink a green drink because it's got oxalates. And I could not believe what he said. It came out of his mouth. He said, you know, I'm starting to realize oxalates, and we tested our product. I said, what? You've already tested? No one has tested it that I know about. And it came back so low that I feel comfortable drinking it at this point in time, mixing it with my protein. So, again, this is an amazing product. He's a company that has the highest ethics that you could hope for. And hopefully Nutrition World tries to achieve those same ethics with business. So, Ted, tell people a little bit about how did you get started in this business and your passion? And then we're going to talk about this Green Vibrance because of the potential magic within that product.
Well, Ed, as most things in my life, it began with my wife. She opened up a natural market in Mohegan Lake, New York, called Mohegan Naturals. And I was a customer. I was a consumer of Green Vibrance. I was a consumer of greens and things to make me healthy, things to alkalize my diet. You know, at the time, I'm talking about, you know, decades ago, back in the mid-90s, I was not living a healthy lifestyle, be honest with you.
How old were you at this time?
Oh, I was in my 20s, mid-20s,
okay.
Smoking cigarettes, smoking pot, hanging out, bars, you know.
Are you saying something's wrong with that?
No, oh, maybe darn. Not at that age.
Oh. How about my age?
But, no, well,
is it worse than at 68?
I don't know. It's still fun, but, you know, not really a healthy life. And, you know, I got sick seasonally. every fall and every spring. And you probably know a lot of people who just never get sick, mm-hmm. right? There are those people who we learned about this during COVID that have super immunity that just don't get sick. I'm not one of those individuals. I got sick seasonally every fall and every spring. So I decided one of these days I'm going to go to a natural market and I'm going to find something that's going to improve my health, hopefully. Well, I found a product that supported not only nutrition, but digestion, circulation, and immunity. And then I started to think about my nutrition. Now, I ate hot dogs off of hot dog stands mm-hmm. in New York City, mm. Between cab rides. We used to call them dirty water dogs. I ate that for lunch. Bacon, egg, and cheese for breakfast. So it was meat, not a lot of greens or anything healthy. I was lactose intolerant at the time, you know, so I had some gut issues. My immune system was shot. So, you know, I saw this product and said supports nutrition, digestion, circulation, and immunity. I said, this has got to be for me. So I tried it. And literally within a few weeks, I felt the difference in my gut health. My microbiome had improved. Lactose intolerance appeared to go away. And, so when I met my wife, I said, this product has changed my life. I don't get sick anymore. Can you bring it into your store? And she did.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then we became the number one retailer for Vibrant Health. You know, cool. this is going back 25 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Almost.
And then how did you become the owner?
Well, that's a long story short, but we went to a trade show. I got downsized from my job in corporate America. And my wife said, all right, stop looking for a job. I want you to come with me to Supplies Expo West at the time, or mm-hmm. Expo East. It was in Baltimore, Expo East. So I went to her with this expo, and we walked the show floor. And you've been to these mm-hmm. expos before. I mean, you're on the show floor for, you know, days. And I remember my dogs were barking. That's a short way of saying that my feet were really exhausted. Mm-hmm. So I told her, I said, you know, I'm done. I'm just going to sit down here. And I parked myself on the floor of the convention. I just said, I'm not walking anymore. And she said, well, what's one more aisle? And I looked down the aisle and I saw Vibrant Health. It was a booth. Said, oh, I said, that's the company that makes the product that I love.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, great. So I went down the aisle with her and we walked into the booth and met Mark Timmon and Debbie Timmon, the owners at the time. And I told them, I said, I love your product. I said, it literally changed my life. And at that point, everyone who knew me knew I was an evangelist for this product because it did so much for my health. And I didn't even work for the company. I just sold the product, you know. So she introduced me to Mark, and we kind of hit it off. And long story short, the show ended. I met with Mark about 2 weeks later. It's kind of a quasi-interview because I, you know, ran market sales for data and market research companies, and I've been in sales for my whole life. And this is what I love to do. And I always believe that if you believe in a product, you're not really selling it. You know, it's just passionate.
Amen.
So I went in there and we just hit it off. And, you know, that's the rest is history. You know,
cool.
I became the director of sales for him. And then after 3 years, we were just kind of just growing because of passion for mm-hmm. and love for the product and the company, which just exuded every orifice. That he came to me one day and said, hey, maybe one day you'll buy the company. And I said, well, maybe one day I will. So my wife and I mortgaged everything we had and kind of, you know, rolled the dice and weren't scared at all because, again, we were just so passionate about it. There's very few times that you see companies in our industry, and as you know, Ed, that are very transparent and honest and good stewards. And that's what it's really all about, in my opinion. You have to be a good steward. That's why we're here. If
Absolutely.
You're not a good steward, then what are you doing? You know, so, it felt right. And we were off to the races, and that's been 20 some odd years.
Wow. And, you know, I think if we don't have the passion, that providence doesn't come to us with that momentum that we can build with the kind of philosophy that you just spoke about. Now, I found, again, we go back to your green drink, Green Vibrance. I've been divorced 11 years. I remember years before divorce, I would drink that drink. And because, again, you and I did a little podcast earlier today that'll be posted on NutritionW.com speaking about why is it important to have a green drink every day. Now, I am, again, focused on a different diet this decade than I was the previous decade. I, as people who listen to me, they know I'm very much into higher protein, very high healthy fat, and lower carbs about 6 days a week. Then one day a week, I eat a lot more carbs. I feel the cyclical nature of that is far more healthy than doing the straight low-carb diet. And I'm also an evangelist against seed oils. That has been my recent conversations as I spoke on some of the videos when I go to the Walmart thing about why we are being devastated by processed foods. We used to think it was sugar. I think it was about 20% sugar, and 80% the reason we died from those foods was seed oils, canola, safflower, all these oils that are produced from vegetables. But going back to Green Vibrance, I know you and I spoke about it. What are the 2 to 3 biggest reasons why a person truly would benefit by drinking Green Vibrance every day? And before I have you answer that, I don't trust most green companies that make greens. I don't, because of the sourcing is so inexact. And unless you have true transparency like you offer, it's a crapshoot. You really don't know where they're coming from. And it can be scary because of heavy metals, even mold, different constituents that are found in the ground that really aren't healthy for us. You've done your homework. So, again, why would a person want to drink Green Vibrance? Hey, do you drink it, Dr. Deering? Are you drinking a green drink? I got to ask you.
Sometimes. Put you on the spot here.
Oh, he said sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay. After today, I bet it'll be more than sometimes.
Absolutely, because I'm kind of like most people coming into our store, they're starting to get a little bit of capsule fatigue. And what this product offers, you can throw about 4 or 5 or 6, he'll tell you here in a second, you're getting a lot of those things in one thing. You can get your probiotic right there.
Yes.
You can get your digestive enzymes in there.
Detox.
Stuff for circulatory. Mm-hmm. It's all there. So taking that once a day can actually eliminate some of those capsules.
Bingo. Yes. So. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, so it boils down to the amount of servings of fruits and vegetables that we get. And we often hear the RDA recommendation on how many servings of fruits and vegetables you should take every day. And it's just mind-boggling, the number. I mean, it's 15 servings of fruits and vegetables we're supposed to get every day. And does anyone get that? No.
No.
No one gets that.
And, I mean, I still don't mean to interrupt. If they do get that, then my problem is they don't get enough proteins. There's not enough room left in the belly.
Good fats,
yes,
protein.
Or
yeah.
That.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, the China study, which is a great book if you've never read it before, and I'm sure you probably have, talks about how we eat the same weight of food every day. So if your weight of food that you're eating every day is geared towards brown, beige, and white, carbohydrate driven, you're not getting the phytochemicals you need to get or could benefit from, or the fats that you could benefit from in the diet that you're on. But Green Vibrance really is, even though it's green, chlorophyll is very rich. It's a very dominant green color. But if you look at the bottom of your glass, and we talked about this today during the trainings, if you drink Green Vibrance, look at your glass at the end of the drink, and you can look down and you can see at the bottom of the glass, you'll see flecks of orange and purple and blue and yellow, because it's very, very colorful. Again, chlorophyll is dominant, but when you get all of those colors, it is the antidote for the typical American diet, which is, again, brown, beige, and white. And brown, beige, and white, for the most part, is not protective. It's non-protective, and it's also acid-forming. So, you know, we always look at the greens and the fruits and vegetables that we get as alkalizing, and that's one of the benefits of Green Vibrance. Beyond that, the probiotics, bar none, 25 billion probiotics from 12 strains to really focus on rehabilitating your gut, set an environment for healthy intestinal flora so that the villi wake up. Everybody understands, maybe in biology, remembers the days of learning about the villi, which are these hair-like tentacles that line your gastrointestinal tract that aid in peristalsis, but they also help to pull in cross-sections of nutrients through the mucosal lining into your bloodstream and into your cells. So a good amount of probiotics in a green superfood is a great idea because it really helps to rehabilitate your gut for nutrient absorption, but also helps to tamp down pathogenic bacteria. So overall immunity is improved with a good amount of probiotics and also assimilation of nutrients. And then it goes beyond that to, when it comes to skeletal support and immune support and adaptogens and dealing with stress every day, those are all part of, I think, a really good superfood that not only supports nutrition, which the intention of most green foods is, right, to support nutrition, but you have to go beyond that. We need good digestion, good circulation, a robust immune system, and it won't hurt to have additional benefits for detoxification, neurological health, and also cardiovascular support.
Yeah, that covers the bases quite well. And, you know, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I tell people no one needs to take as much as I do. I'm kind of the self-appointed guinea pig. If I do about 68 tablets a day, this green drink does things that probably half of my pills might somewhat address, but not directly. I'm not getting real phytochemicals, which are the plant-derived constituents that that plants use to preserve their health. I'm getting a lot of nutrients, but phytochemical is not a vitamin per se or a mineral. It is another class, and that only place you can get that is from green drinks. I want you to mention, because we have about 5 minutes left, I love the way that you explain, though, why these probiotics are different in here. They're actually human cultured. Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're human strain, and human strain probiotics have been around for, you know, decades. And since the beginning of probiotic research, a lot of people today would probably recognize dairy probiotics more so because it's found in yogurt, things of that nature. But human strain probiotics are more akin, all right, for lack of a better term, for humans, because they come from humans, right? They are bred in us. So once a human strain probiotic finds its receptor site, it begins to feed and multiply. It'll latch on, feed and multiply, and human strain probiotics double in strength every 15 minutes, which is really, you don't get that with dairy probiotics, which is really cool. You also get resilience of probiotic bacteria on human strain that you won't find in dairy probiotics. So you get gastric resistance, bifidogenic nature, you will get more colonizing units. It's home. And probiotics, when they are human strain, they find their receptor sites, they're home. And they're just more resilient.
I love that. And, you know, my dad passed away from C. diff. And with C. diff, which is a horrible infection generally caused by antibiotics, but then, of course, it's odd that they give antibiotics to cure it. And it does sometimes, but many times it's a very struggling disease. But the fecal implant is where you get a relative to donate some of the basic probiotic from them. And, you know, this has always been a little bit of a challenge for me, because I've had people with C. diff, and I know that there's helpfulness with nutritional supplementation from Saccharomyces boulardii and other things, but nothing equals it. And the ability of a fecal implant to cure C. diff is astounding. No matter what probiotic we give, we cannot achieve what a fecal implant can. So that says to me, these human-grade probiotics probably are home. They are home. And so I didn't know this about your product. So I love that. And I want to touch on it with about 3 minutes left. I love your explanation earlier of how you source your products and how you test it endlessly to make sure that it doesn't have the contaminants. And you explain that you only get, like, you only have certain areas of the country where you draw from these raw materials because they're the ones with the least amount of heavy metals.
Yeah, and it really boils down to pollution. So the middle of the country is a really great place to go and get your raw materials, right? So anywhere from Illinois down to, you know, Arkansas, or far west is Utah. The soils are just rich volcanic soils, especially when you go further out to Utah. And they're furthest away from the pollution centers. Okay, mm-hmm. So the center of the country, the yolk of the country, the eggshell is where the cities are, right? New York, L.A., Miami, you know, San Diego. Not a knock against San Diego, it's a beautiful area, but the pollution, just because of the amount of cars that drive by. And conversely, you go to China, for example, to which my wife and I were January, and you're driving around there and you just cannot believe the level of air pollution.
So it's really that bad?
It's that bad.
Okay.
And, you know, it's so bad that during dignitary visits from other countries, they'll shut down the factories reluctantly.
Wow.
Just to make sure the air clears up a little bit. But for the most part, what happens is condensation goes up, acid rain, heavy metals come down, they land in the soil, they feed the fruits and vegetables, you eat the fruits and vegetables, and you have higher lead levels, cadmium, mercury, arsenic. So, we only source our foods, our plant-based foods, from the center of this country. We will sometimes get extracts and concentrates from Europe. Herbs. The Chinese have been great at herbology for centuries. They do that really well. So sometimes we will go to China for herbs because they do it better than anybody. But when it comes to food, it has to be the United States.
I love that.
Yeah.
And the effort it takes for you to go to this new level, this different level, is certainly not common. And if a company was only interested in profits alone, this would not even be part of the conversation. So I just commend you, your company, your family-owned operation. You keep growing. That obviously is a testament to your quality and to your ethics. And I just love partnering with people like you. That's where we are now super focusing is, again, I always talk about we build a team approach to have better health. And that team approach is not just your doctor. It is many people outside that box. And also in business for Nutrition World, we build a team. And you're certainly one of our main team members on that. And we want Thank to you. Get back on the real fast track with you because you have a lot of products. Tell people how they can look at all your other products that are of the same level of quality.
Yeah, vibranthealth.com or follow us on social, Vibrant Health on Instagram or Facebook. Mm-hmm. But you can find most of information on our products, including a lot of the white papers, research that we've done on our website at vibranthealth.com.
Oh, cool.
You could also come in the Nutrition World.
Yes, and learn a lot from the folks that we
There's this
trained.
Guy that's a pharmacist at Nutrition World, and he's pretty well read, so he can be very helpful, too.
Of course, I learn something new every day, multiple things new a day when I work at Nutrition World. But today I learned something new from our guest here. Tell them about your product, boron, and where it comes from.
We got about 2 minutes, but that fascinated me because he told me about it this morning, and I still was thinking about it at lunch.
Yeah. So really quick. So our form of boron is...
And boron's a mineral that we
It
sell.
Is a mineral. Yes. Yeah, it's a mineral. And it comes in various forms, but the form that we use is calcium fructoborate. And the calcium fructoborate is bioidentical to the boron found in fruits and vegetables. It's one molecule of boron bound to one molecule of calcium. That's how it's found in nature. But what I found fascinating in doing the research is that boron is not germane to Earth. It is delivered here via meteorite. It has been here for millennia, but it is an extraterrestrial mineral.
How cool is that?
That is the coolest thing, right? And when these meteorites hit Earth, plants started to grow. But when we take it internally, it really helps with joint pain. Arthritis is almost... You see countries that have high boron in the soil and water... arthritis is virtually non-existent. And when you see it low in the soil and water, it's rampant. And it's every country, every single country. And I'm a big proponent of joint health because I believe if you're not moving, you're closer to the grave, you know, mm-hmm. So we have to continue to move.
And joint health is the powdered version of the complete support system for joints and arthritis. And you also make a straight boron by itself.
Yeah. So our Joint Vibrance has the boron in it. And that is basically anti-inflammatory, hydrating, and also rebuilding formula. The boron is a component in there that really just addresses inflammation. And it, by the way, it also reduces C-reactive protein in the body between 37% to 60%.
Huge, huge.
Huge.
All right, Chad, thank you so much for that. Thank you for flying all the way down here from your long away home to visit with us.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to be shooting out a lot of notes to Dr. Kurt Deering and a little bit to Sean over here since Clint is traveling the world on his jet plane. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's That's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and Podcast, a show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. That was a very, very interesting interview with Ted from Vibrant Health. And again, I encourage people to put a plan together. And if you're not eating enough of those vegetables and you find the ones that are good for you and you can't, then do the Green Vibrance in your protein drink. And also recommend doing it as kind of an insurance policy.
And it's clean.
So clean. Yeah. Clean. Here's the thing. The chance of you fixing your own or going anywhere to get it is almost nil. Even if you fix your own, you will not have as clean of greens as he has. That'll happen. Non-GMO, tested for chemicals, no heavy metals. Everything's put through a very, very heavy duty testing. Do you think your broccoli is at Publix? No, none of those foods are. You're hoping, and if it says organic, you're probably pretty darn good. But still, it's not a guarantee because we don't know what happened by the time it was picked. We just don't. And we do know in something like Green Vibrance because it's tested so fully.
Yeah, and the process that I've gone through in my life trying to get healthier, and the minute you think you're doing something right, you realize, well, crap. So you all of a sudden you're eating more fruits and vegetables and mm-hmm. you think you're doing great. Then you learn there's this dirty dozen and this clean 15, the dirty dozen, you're eating strawberries like mm-hmm. crazy. Then you find out that's the most heavily pesticide-related thing that there is out there. So I gave up meat for a while and, you know, and going plant-based mostly is a pretty good thing. But if all of a sudden you're replacing perhaps what could have been a nice, healthy, 100% grass-fed organic beef, replacing it with the Impossible Burger at Burger King.
Bingo.
Bam. I was doing myself no good there. Yep. That was garbage. Mm-hmm. But it's a process you go through to finally get to the point where, and I'm still not there, but I'm getting to the point where I think I've got it nailed down. However, that brings up a point I wanted to bring up to you just real quick. I feel like I make exceptions. I'll eat stuff that I shouldn't eat sometimes because if it comes to me free, I'm not willing to pay for it, but if it comes to me free, but it's amazing how often stuff will come to you free. And one of those things is we do educational trainings at Nutrition World and we buy food where we have food catered in. So my question going to the owner here is, and I thought I'd go to Cassie, but I may as well just go to the owner, right? And What about going to something? We just had the guy here from Vibrant Health. There's a thing called Vibrant Meals. Mm-hmm. There's also Clean Eats. There's also Kava. There's Do you have a problem with us utilizing those services so that I can feel good about getting trained and eat?
This is about you.
This is about me.
Good. Well, at least you admitted it.
I mean, I think you're put on the spot.
I know the rest of the staff here might get upset with me when we no longer have, I don't want to down anybody's restaurant, so I won't say anything bad about it. But oftentimes we're getting stuff in there that I don't feel comfortable eating.
I know.
And so I'll have to make an exception sometimes because I want to eat.
Yeah.
And I want to spend that time learning what we're learning in the training session, but I'm not, I don't feel good the rest of the day because of the way I ate.
It's one of those tough situations that, you know, I have 37 staff members, and I do find that a lot of people have different categories of how they embrace their plan for health. Some of them are very big into exercise, but then they don't eat that great. Some are eating very great, but they don't exercise. Some of them take, most of them take some supplements, some take no supplements. But honestly, there's not that many places we can get that food from. Kava does not do catering. That's what Cassie said when she called them.
I'll go pick it up.
Now, picking it up is possible. I think Kava is the one that I think we should choose next.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Clint's daughter used to work at Clean Eats. We tried it one time, and we just got kind of a, people thought it was more bland.
That's what my brother said.
Than it should be. Of course, really super healthy food sometimes is if it's not really done right. Vibrant Meals, we used to carry Vibrant Meals for years, and they don't deliver. They don't cater, and they're all the way downtown. And so that's different too. We just don't have that many choices. We just can't. You throw it out now.
Well, I'm going to work on it.
You work on it because I eat at Acropolis once a week. But we're not bringing fillets to all of you guys and girls. It's just not happening, Kurt. No fillets. That's for me.
Get you a Nutrition World credit card and then go to work.
Well, I mean, the beautiful thing is that oftentimes it's being paid for by what. Some of the training is paying for it.
They are very generous to us. So they are willing to pay.
Yeah.
So maybe one day we'll do the fancy stuff, get some fillets from, I get at Acropolis every time. Get the twin fillets, feta cheese on top, broccoli on the side, and a Greek salad with a quality olive oil. Again.
I'm hungry.
Oh, I am. Yes, I still got an hour before I get to eat. All right. Hey, I want to talk about this. This has always intrigued me. This article on Mercola, your nails reveal how fast you're aging, because nail growth slows by 50% over a lifetime. But it is a pretty good reliable indicator of overall aging and metabolic health. Aging nails do become brittle, thicken, and dull due to the changes in keratin, this type of protein, decreased blood circulation, and nutritional deficiencies. So if you have poor circulation or things like hypothyroidism, hypo means low, your nails will start to grow slower, develop ridges, and lose the visible half moon at the base. I'm looking at my half moons right now. How's y'all's half moons? Mine are minimizing.
I don't see any.
Uh-oh. He doesn't see any. We should have some half moons. Well, when the half moon fades or disappears, it's a sign that your body might not be getting enough oxygen in that area to support healthy nail growth. And nutrients like collagen, biotin, and iron are essential for maintaining strong, healthy nails. Now, iron's only beneficial if you're low in it. You do not take iron unless you are. Then lastly, lifestyle choices such as minimizing vegetable oils from unprocessed food. Talk about that all the time. Having adequate carbohydrate intake and improving the blood flow to the extremities can enhance the nail growth. Of course, that's through exercise. So nail growth is, and you know, I think we all have older relatives that have those big, thick nails. And sometimes they have to go to get a pedicure because they can't cut it themselves. I'm fortunate at this point. My nails look the same as it did last year, 10 years and 20 years ago. Have you noticed any other changes in your nails?
Might have gotten healthier since I've been on collagen.
There you go. Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah.
I will warn elderly people to be careful, though. I had my stepdad try to do his own pedicure.
Uh-huh.
This is the truth. He was using some kind of a saw type thing. And anyway, he ended up with sepsis in the hospital. Almost killed him. I mean,
now, so he cut himself accidentally.
I think probably not anything major, like mm-hmm. he wasn't bleeding out or anything, but just enough subtle cuts here or there that it was getting into his bloodstream.
Okay.
And it just so happened that when he got the sepsis, he had been working. He was 93 years old at the time, mm-hmm. and he happened to be up on a ladder doing stuff with insulation. So that's how active he is. And he ends up with this back pain. So he's thinking that he hurt his back, but he put off a whole week going to see a doctor when he was undergoing. He was actually having sepsis going on in his body.
Ooh.
And it wasn't until his he couldn't urinate anymore. So
wow.
The average bladder holds about 300 cc's. He had 3,000 in there. He was literally about to pop. That would have been deadly for him right there. But
that is so painful. I had that after my double hips. My bladder quit working. And something about that evening, I thought, I'm going to die. And finally, of course, I had put a catheter in. It all came out. Boy, that was such a relief. I want to tell you real quick, for this 1 minute left, I did this test, and everybody knows how much I value the Oura Ring, O-U-R-A, at Best Buy's. It's the most accurate reading for so many variables in our health, but the REM and deep sleep is very, very important. But, you know, sometimes I question the accuracy. I'm wondering, I wonder how I could double check whether this thing's really working. So I took my girlfriend's ring, and hers is real small, and I have pretty big hands, but I put it on my pinky finger a few nights ago, put mine on with my regular finger. It was within 3%, both of those rings, one on one arm and one on the other arm. And I was just amazed how close they were on the numbers. It gave me a lot of confidence on that Oura Ring. I love that.
Dr. Deering, I thought Ed was going to make comment about an engagement ring or something.
My hearing aid just went off. Hello? Hey, you need to call somebody to fix this over here. I can't hear anything. That just gave me cold chills. Oh, my God. In fact, it upset me so bad that I've lost the piece of paper at the close of the show.
Well, we're adding a little entertainment value to Vital Health Radio.
I've never seen it. It's so red.
Before I got married, I used to get kidded, too. So, you know, that's the way it goes with your buddies.
NEVER is all I got to close this show with. Never.
I'll never say never.
I will say it. I will give you each $10,000 a piece.
Ooh, if there's a ring on my finger. We got this on record.
Yeah, it is. Permanent now. All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, a couple little tidbits left. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize U.
Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my normal co-host not here, Clint Powell, but Dr. Deering and Sean. I want to remind people and myself, July 19th, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo Bodybuilding. I have great plans to be there for my third year. I have worked out harder the past year than I have probably my entire life, consistently doing the intensity that I need, consistently doing 180 grams of protein, and the cardio is where it's fallen off a little bit, but I don't have at 90 days toward the contest is where I kick it way up. And I think I've got about another week left before 90 days gets here. So I hear that we have a new division in the fitness contest. What is that, Sean?
Yes, sir. We have decided to have a new division called the Slim Fit Showdown. This is a division that we have talked about and considered for several years. And the challenge that we had is how do we judge it and how do we judge it fairly? And for those that are wondering, okay, well, what exactly do you mean by Slim Fit Showdown? The easiest way I can describe it for those that may watch television, if you ever remember the show The Biggest Loser.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's complete transformations, and everybody has their own unique story. It could be somebody that's a woman, she's 200 pounds, and she's lost 70 pounds and she's dropped, you know, seven or eight clothes sizes. And so it's going to be a variety of people that each have their own story and have achieved their own personal goals. Everybody's going to be a winner, and you're going to see them go up on stage. We're going to do our best to have the videos set up and everything to where we'll show a before picture, and then obviously, them being on stage will be the after.
How wonderful.
What are the categories as far as weight? I mean, as far as bodybuilding?
Thinking about getting in, Kirk?
Well, since I started working out, wife says I'm getting pretty good big here, you know. So,
well, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com
and sign up.
And we'd love for you to register.
Well, I don't want to embarrass myself, but at the same time, because it's all on what you compare yourself to. Now, compared to some people, I'm probably look pretty good, but compared to us, I might be kind of embarrassing.
I think that's an accurate sentence you just said. Very accurate.
I want you to know, Dr. Deering, that in the history of the show, this is the fifth year, Ed Jones does the best posing routine out of anybody we've ever had.
Thank you.
Yeah, he has worked hard on his posing, and it's proven. And that's a big deal in competition. If you don't have your posing down properly, that can make or break you as far as where you place.
Well, I came up in the old school back in the 70s where the Frank Zanes and the Ed Corneys and the Arnold, they were beautiful posers. Hey, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. I've got a dirty look from Dr. Kurt. What is it?
Well, I was just going to say, where do they put the most emphasis on this judging thing here? Because I could beat you on the calves.
You can. You got if there's a best calf, they used to have best body parts, best calf, Kurt would win. He's got I'm jealous.
All right. That's all I wanted to say.
I knew he got his feelings hurt over there. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you each and every day for taking your important time out of your life to spend it with us. So see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.